This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
I'm Elizabeth Peverall, and I'm a physician at the Celo Health Center, which is part of Mountain Community Health Partnership. I'm the president of the Mitchell Yancey Medical Society.
We're glad to have Dr. Peverall back with us again today on My Health Matters. Thought we'd start off the conversation today with something that a lot of folks are interested in. That would be, there's lots of information out there about COVID-19 on the Internet. And I asked her, where would be a good, simple place to get some good, solid information about COVID-19 and what we should do?
Easy places to get information are the Center for Disease Control, which actually does have references that people can click on a link and see the references where they're getting their information from. Also, the North Carolina Center for Health and Human Services has an excellent website. And I think we should be getting our information as much as possible from people who are studying the epidemiology and who are treating patients who actually have COVID and patients who have experienced it. And that's where you're going to get the most accurate, up-to-date information.
As we go forward, of course, the schools are trying slowly but surely to get open back up. Each county's doing something different. So, again, that's a situation where we all just need to work together, make sure our little ones know that wearing a mask is cool at school, you know, and all that stuff, yes, just to try to, again, to just help the situation, and hopefully we'll wander on off sometime into something a little more normal.
Oh, I would love to see that. I mean, that's another big detriment. I mean, our schools, their education is not going to be quite the same online at all as it would be in person. It would be a very tricky thing. The young children would have difficulties, very young children. Mm-hmm. But I started thinking the other day when we were little kids, we all went out and got our lunch boxes, you know, and it was really cool to pick which lunch box you got for that year. And then this year, kids could be picking their really cool masks.
Yeah,
you know? Well, I've seen so many beautiful handmade masks. It's just incredible. So it's just another part of your fashion. There are actually clear masks people should know for people who are hearing impaired. Mm-hmm. If you have a family member who is hearing impaired, that can be very helpful. And also, we should definitely say, Bruce, as part of this, that there are people who can't afford masks or don't know how to obtain them, and I want to make sure they do understand they can get them from the health department, Blue Ridge Medical Center, Yancey County Corn House, the Burnsville Town Hall, the local fire department, and our food distribution efforts, such as the Reconciliation House, are all providing masks. If someone comes to one of our offices at Mountain Community Health Partnership, they're given a mask, which we recycle, so it's not one that they can take home. But people don't have to, if they don't have the financial means, they still should be able to get a mask. And I love it when I see businesses who actually offer a mask when you walk in, who offer hand sanitizer, who have good markers on the floor, because that just makes it easier for people and makes it obvious that they support the health and safety of their staff and their clients. When you wear a mask, it needs to cover your mouth and nose, and it needs to have no gaps.
Well, and the other thing we always need to remember is that we're all working our way through this together. So I was in a particular business, I think one day last week, and I just was pushing my buggy to check out, and I got closer than I should have, and I chuckled. I said, whoops, I better back up. I'm too close. And there was a nice lady in front of me, and she just turned around. She said, sometimes it's just hard to remember, isn't it? And you go, just be nice to each other. You know?
Oh, exactly. And in both directions, you know, there's no need to be discourteous in either direction.
Right.
If somebody is a little too close or maybe not wearing a mask, if they could say, I'm sorry, I got a little too close to you, or do you mind stepping back a little bit? It's very uncomfortable because we are a social culture. I am a hugger. I like to shake hands. So we don't want to be like this forever, and we won't. But right now, it's the more courteous thing is to, just be nice to each other.
Just be nice. And another important thing to remember is the healthcare community of Mitchell and Yancey County believes that practicing the three W's, wearing that face covering, waiting 6 feet back, and washing your hands often, really doesn't inhibit our freedoms. actually what it does is it allows us to obtain our freedoms sooner and get back to the way things used to be. So that's just something for you to think about. We appreciate Dr. Elizabeth Peverall, for taking time to visit with us both yesterday and today. If you didn't get to hear part one of the interview, both parts are available online at our website. Just look for where it says Community Close-Up, and you'll see My Health Matters there among the various different close-ups that are listed. And again, we appreciate Dr. Peverall taking a few minutes to talk to us. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.